Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, August 15th, 2018. Engulfed by or riding through life's challenges? You choose. If the Lord had not been on our side, the flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Psalm 124, 1, 4-5. I love to hike, and I love word pictures, as you are probably aware of by now if you've been reading my blogs. Recently, I went to enjoy the highest waterfalls in Maryland, Swallow Falls. It's a series of beautiful cascades, which were gushing at the time due to the extremely rainy weather we've had. I saw three kayakers go through one of the cascades. Then I saw three others literally under the highest one, a waterfall of 52 feet. Those waterfalls reminded me that life's trials are often like that. Sometimes they are just a trickle. Other times they are full and raging. Hardships in this life are inevitable, but we have a choice in how we deal with them. We can allow ourselves to be engulfed, consumed, and swept under, or we can go through them, quote-unquote, enjoying the ride. God's grace is what enables us to make the better choice. It was really cool watching those kayakers make it through those falls unscathed. There was definitely a lot of danger, a real possibility that they could get hurt. I'm sure it was thrilling for them, though. But observing the three deluged under the torrential falls was nerve-wracking, and in my opinion, idiotic. Although these guys seemed to enjoy their location, I'm sure they wouldn't have if it was Niagara Falls. Watching others go through difficulties, especially horrific ones, makes us wonder if they are going to make it. We feel the same way when we are the ones in the midst of raging waters. Some people are pulled under, flooded with the pain of it all, immobilized. Others come out the other end praising God for how he got them through. That's exciting to watch. They probably weren't thrilled during the trial, but afterward, in looking back, they saw what God had done, amazed that they weren't consumed. They knew they couldn't have made it through without God. I'm sure many of you know exactly what I mean. On the night after my husband's passing, as I was preparing for bed, I distinctly remember telling God that if he wasn't real, that if he didn't help me, I wasn't going to make it. But I did not drown in the grief of losing my soulmate. Rather, God's miraculous power has enabled me to kayak through life, even through very tumultuous waters. And he has given me joy through it all. Life can be a thrilling adventure with Christ. I have many other examples of God's deliverance, as I'm sure you do. We need to remember these incredible rescues by our very faithful God, because there are more raging rapids up ahead, and others are watching. Until next time, my friends, I would love to hear one of your rescue stories. Would you please post it in the comments? Oh no, wait. I think I hear a roaring sound up ahead. What will you do through your next or current set of rapids? God says, Isaiah 43:2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. If you'd like to see the video of that kayaker going through Swallow Falls, check out the link in the text.